السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة أرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في الله وتالله والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا كانت ليلة النصف من شعبان فقوموا ليلها وصوموا نهارها فإن الله ينزل فيها لغروب الشمس إلى السماء الدنيا فيقول ألا من مستغفر فأغفر له، ألا من مسترزق فأرزق له، ألا مبتلي فأعافيه، ألا كذا ألا كذا حتى يطلع الفجر، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the holy month of Shaaban, as we know. And inshallah, there is one great night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in this holy month of Shaaban, which is the 15th of Shaaban, known as Laylatul Bara'ah, Shabi Barat. Inshallah, this year it will be on the coming Thursday night, and the 15th of Shaaban, the fasting will be on Juma on Friday. So Thursday night we spend in the Ibadah, and the next day, which will be the Friday, next coming Friday, that will be the fasting of month of Shaaban, the 15th of Shaaban. As I always encourage so many times, I already mentioned that we should not only fast for one day, rather we fast as many days as possible. At least these 3 days of every month, which is the great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never missed these 3 days, which is called Ayyamul Bid, 13, 14 and 15th of Shaaban. So this month, inshallah, it will be on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. The coming Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. So if you fast these 3 days, inshallah, you will get the more reward. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in this hadith which I just recited, that we should, when you find the month of Shaaban, then you must fast on the 15th of Shaaban. At least, if you cannot make 3 days, at least you fast on 15th of Shaaban. And you spend night in the Ibadah, Laylatul Bara'ah. There are about Hazrat Shaykhul Islam Mufti Taqi Usmani Tamud Barakatum has mentioned, there are about more than 17 Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum have narrated the riwayat with regard to the virtues of the 15th of Shaaban. So we cannot ignore or you cannot overlook it. Yes, there are some fabricated da'if ahadith with regard to the 15th of Shaaban, but there is no mention of particular salah during this night. But to spending the night in ibadah, it is proven. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhi majma'in, tabi'in, tabi tabi'in, ulama ikram, they always used to spend the night in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this month of Shaaban, 15th of Shaaban. As I mentioned my last sermon as well, Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I observe you are fasting so many days during the 15th of Shaaban. What's the reason? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him two reasons. Number one, that this is the month, it comes between Rajab and Ramadan, most of the people are neglectful about it. They don't pay attention towards it. And that's why it, they just let it go. without any extra ibadat. It should not happen. That's why I emphasize that we should take care of this month as well, and we should fast as many days during this month of Sha'ban. Another reason Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given in this particular hadith, answering to Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala an, that this is the night in which the a'mal of Bani Adam raise or lifted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I wish, I like that when my a'mal been presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I should be in the state of fasting. So very great reward, very great ajr and sawab. We should consider it as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to emphasize. And look how beautifully Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained the reason for it. As far as a'mal of Bani Adam, our actions, our deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of everything. He said in the Holy Quran, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ, that He even knows what is hidden in the heart, what is going through in your minds. Allah is aware of everything. Nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Whatever will happen in future, Allah knows about it. Whatever happened in past, Allah ta'ala knows about it. So nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is a system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that on the day of Qiyamah, no one would argue in front of Allah that, oh, angel made a mistake, this, I never did this amal, or I never said like this. It is by mistake, it's someone else's sin. By mistake they written in my book. I never did it. So that's why, to make sure that no one should argue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has this system. He is just, He is adl. He don't want to harm anyone without any reason. So there are the different occasions, like on the daily basis, our a'mal raised every single day in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to the hadith of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala an, he reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah ta'ala doesn't sleep. And in Ayatul Kursi we all read it. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Allah doesn't sleep. Just imagine if a driver is sleeping or pilot is sleeping, what will happen? It's going to cause the accident. So Allah is running the whole world with His Qudrat and power. So it is not appropriate for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to sleep. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't. And sleeping, it is the sign of tiredness. When a person gets tired, then he sleeps. And tiredness, it is the fault. It is the deficiency in human body. When a person is working or awake for a long period, then he gets tired. Tired is his weakness. Tired is his fault. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all the deficiencies. Allah ta'ala is all power, all Qudrat, Al-Qadir. Right? So Allah doesn't get tired. That's why I say when He created the heaven and earth, and they believe, Christian people, that 6 days he created the heaven, and seventh day He took rest. That's why Sunday they don't work. That our God Almighty also took one day break, and we are human beings, we should follow our Lord. We should also take a break. 6 days we're going to work, and 7 days we're going to take a rest. So that is a misconception. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all power, all Qudrat. He doesn't get tired, He doesn't need to rest. So resting, it is the weakness, it is the fault. And Allah is pure and clean and above than all the faults. So Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Allah ta'ala doesn't sleep, and it's not appropriate that He sleeps. The deeds of the night are lifted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before those of the day. And the deeds of the day are lifted to Him before the deeds of the night in this riwayat in Muslim Sharif. So on daily basis, twice in the morning and in the evening, angels are collecting our a'mal, our actions, and they are going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of groups. Like one group come in the before sunset, and they spread all throughout the world, and they're going to remain till Fajr. And after Subah Sadiq, this group who spend the night with the people, they will collect all the a'mal and deeds of the people, whatever they have done during the night. They were sleeping, they were working, they were committing sin, whatever. They are recording. And in the morning, Subah Sadiq, they go up. Likewise, those angels who their duty start in the morning, they descend Fajr time. And they remain with the people till the evening, till sunset. And during these days, whatever during the day, whatever people are doing, whether it is a good action or bad action, they do write, they do record. And then in the evening, with all the records, they go up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and present in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that these two salat, the Fajr salat and Asr salat, or Fajr salat and Maghrib salat, are very, very important salat. Because during these two periods, during these two times, all the angels get together, the big gathering. Those who came last night, they are about to go up, they're also there. And those who just came, descended from the heaven, they are also there. So there is majma and gathering of these both kind of angels, both groups of angels together. And that's how they shift, they change their shift. So that's why when they present the amal in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although, as I said, Allah knows everything, nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala asked them, how you found my servants? So they bear witness, O Allah, when we went there last night, they were praying. And we came right now, they were praying. They were making your ibadah, they were making sujood. So angels make, you know, becoming our witnesses. That's why, brothers, we should not miss Fajr and Asr Salat and Fajr and Maghrib Salat, because these two times are very important times. And why, another reason ulama explained, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made these angels witness over our good amal and good actions, because these were the same angels who were arguing and opposing and debating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah ta'ala said, إِنِّي جَعَيْلٌ فِرَدِ خَلِيفَةً, they say, قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيَا مَنْ يُبْسُدُ فِيَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَا وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُ. They say, Ya Allah, why you want to create this new nation? They're going to spread bloodshed, they're going to cause the mischievousness, and they're going to kill each other, and they will create the chaos on the surface of the earth, as the jinn used to do before them. Why you are creating this? And if your reason of creating human being to worship you, to praise you, to glorify you, we are here. نَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ 24/7, we are not eating, we are not sleeping, we are not working. Since you have created us, there's only one job we are doing. We are only praising you. We are only making ibadat of you. We are only glorifying you. So we are enough to, you know, to praise you, to make you worship, to obey you. Why you need another creation to worship you? What was the answer? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun. Don't ask me the question. I know what I'm doing. And you people are not aware of it. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make the angel witness upon our amal. Look, you people were opposing me. Look at my creation. Look at my servants. Although you people have no responsibility. Angels, they don't get married. They don't have, you know, botheration of the wives, as we are suffering. Not we all, but some of. And they don't have children. They don't have to go to the job. They don't sleep. They don't eat. They don't have to worry about anything. They are free from all these things. So it's easy for them just to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just to make ibadah. We as a human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has so many responsibilities upon us. Allah ta'ala created stomach, So we need to feel it, we need to work hard for it. Then we have the relationships, we have the parents, we have the children, we have the wives, and we have so many responsibilities. We have to pay our mortgages, we have to pay our rent, we have to pay our insurance, this and that, all these things. With all these responsibilities, we are occupied and busy with all these responsibilities. Still, we are taking our time for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are not missing a single salah. This is the beauty of human being, which angels don't have it. That's why Allah ta'ala made them bow down, make sujood to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. That this is the supreme creation of mine. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. Nothing is above than human being, than insan. Insan is khalifatullah fil ard. He's the governor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this surface. So every day in the morning and evening, same angels who used to argue before our creation, Allah ta'ala made them witness. Look at my servants. They are busy remembering me. They are busy, making my ibadah. When we do this? And if we are neglectful, we don't have time for fajr, we are sleeping. And we don't have time for asr and maghrib, we are busy. Then angels are not going to bear witness for us. Our amal will go without salat. So this is the daily basis. Then there is a weekly system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned. This riwayat is Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated. تُعْرَدُ فِي كُلِّ إِثْنَيْنْ وَخَمِيسْ فَيُكْفُرُ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ لَا يُشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا إِلَّا امْرَئٍ كَانَتْ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ أَخِيهِ شَحْنًا فَيَقُولُ اُتْرُكُ هَذَيْنِ حَتَّى يُسْتَلِحَ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And this hadith is in Muslim Sharif. Now every Monday and every Thursday, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast. Every Monday, every Thursday, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast. So Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, why are you fasting? So one answer, that I am fasting because I was born on Monday. Rasulullah was born on Monday and he passed away also on Monday. So Monday was a special day of his life. His life started from Monday. So he said, I appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he granted me life on this particular day. That's why I am fasting. Another reason, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given same thing, that amal of the people are raised and lifted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on every Monday, every Thursday. So when my amal goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I preferred, I like, I wish that I must be fasting. So when angel bear witness, O Allah, I brought the amal of your Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he was fasting. So we should try to fast on Mondays and Thursdays. This is one of the reasons. And then this is the annual amal presented on this 15th of Shaban. As the hadith goes on, as I just recited in front of you, that on 15th of Shaban, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the angels take the amal of the people and they present in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Annual amal. So that's why the Laylatul Bara'a is very, very important. Now another hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, from the sunset, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends on the heaven of this dunya. And he makes the announcement, is there anyone who asking forgiveness, I can forgive him. Is there anyone who's asking increasement in his risk, I can increase his risk. Is there anyone who's suffering from any kind of disease and illness, I can grant him cure and shifa. Is there anyone who is suffering from any kind of problem, financial problem, marital problem, economic, any kind of problem? They ask and beg me, I will grant and I will set him free from that problem. So this is the night, my brothers, we should not miss. We should spend some time in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially in the dua. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that Inna Allah la yatlu fi laylati nisfi min sha'ban fayaghfiru li jami'i khalqihi illa mushrikun aw mushahini. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that Allah إن الله تعالى يغفر لجميع المسلمين في تلك الليلة إلا لكاهن أو مشاحن أو مدهن مدهن خمر أو عاقل الوالدين أو مسير على الزنا كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. So there are two different riwayat. One is from Tirmidhi Sharif, one is from Muslim Sharif. That Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend from the sunset, and then he forgives all the people, all the Muslims, illa except two. One is the mushrik, who's committing shirk, associating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not forgiven anyway. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna zalika liman yasha. So that's the one. And another thing is mushahin, that a person who has an ill feeling or hatred, with harbor, malice and jealousy about someone else. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, leave them alone until they fix their problems, they solve their own problem, they forgive each other, and then only I will forgive them. So in this great night, they are not forgiven, because they are carrying the ill feeling or hatred for other people, other Muslims. Their hearts are not clean. So even they spend whole night on Musalla, Allah is not going to care about their ibadat, because everything belongs to the hearts. Hearts should be clean. Illa man atallaha bi qalbin salim. If there is no qalbi salim, if it is not clean and pure heart, no matter how great worshipper he is, inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is zero. Allah disregard him. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned five kind of people are not forgiven in this particular night. One of them is kahin, fortune teller. Number two is same word, mushahin, who have the ill feeling and hatred about the people. Mudhinu khamrin, a person who is always drinking liquor. He is a Muslim, but this is his habit, bad habit. He is drinking liquor always. He is not forgiven in this particular night. And aqulil walidain, a person who is disobedient to his parents. Very important, my brothers. It's like major sin. After the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the second most important thing is wabil walidain ihsana. You must treat your parents in the good manner. Even they are non-Muslims. In Surah Al-Luqman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, even they are non-Muslims, in this dunya, you have to treat them well, because they are parents. They are the one who brought you in this world. So you have to respect them, you have to obey them, and you have to honor them, you have to serve them. This is the important and incumbent, it is for us. After the faraiz, the most important for us and important command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to obey the parents. So a person who is disobedient to his parents are not happy with him, he is not serving his parents, in this particular night, he is not forgiven. May Allah save all of us from this. And the fifth one, a musirru ala zina. May Allah save all of us. Because zina, adultery, Allah Ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا. That you don't even go near by adultery, it is very bad, wrong way to go that direction and to commit the zina. So my brothers, in today's time, unfortunately, because of the internet, because of the YouTube, because of, you know what's going on. So zina is that particular zina, adultery, which men and women is getting involved and enjoying, that's the physical kind of zina. But other than that, there is a zina of the eye, there is a zina of the heart, there is a zina and adultery of the ear, there is a zina of the hands and legs. So every limb of the body also commits zina. And today's time, at night, if they are alone in the rooms, which kind of websites, and we know what's going on. May Allah save our youth, our generation, even the adults, 60, 70, 80 years old. He got nothing to do, he's retired, he still is watching, he's enjoying. So this is a very great fitna of today's time. So may Allah protect all of us. Everybody has cell phone in his hand, and he has privacy in his room. No one is watching him, but Allah is there. Kiram al-Katibin are there, writing right and left. No one can hide anything from Allah and the angels. So keep and bear this in mind, inshallah, and take care of this night of 15th of Shaaban. Spend some time in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah, fast if Allah gives tawfiq to fast on the 15th of Shaaban. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.